So this time round, it seems we've had some good news finding these fishermen. Can you tell us what the search operation was like? How big an area? Was it something like finding a needle in a haystack, or not quite that drastic?
We try to make it a little bit more scientific, but it's certainly an enormous area. We sent the P3 up there yesterday morning, first thing, when we got word that, that they had a task to do. The original search area was 30,000 square kilometres. And then when we had no joy finding them in the search area on day one, that expanded to 48,000 square kilometres as a result of the additional time, the additional wind and currents, which just inevitably makes the area bigger. So the first day was no luck. We used the radar search at a sort of a higher level. The weather was pretty good, and the sea state was good, sea state too. So good conditions for searching, but no luck. And then this morning we launched again, and unfortunately in the enlarged zone, we stumbled across them 300 kilometres southwest of Betio, which is the island that they left from.
And so, yeah, 300 k's from where they had left off, they were meant to return home on Saturday. What condition were they in since they were lost at sea for some days? And yeah, have you been able to find out what went wrong?
I've seen one photo taken from the P3 Orion. They looked in pretty good spirits. They were standing and waving and smiling, obviously a huge amount of relief that they'd been found. The boat that they were in was a pretty rudimentary wooden vessel with a small outboard motor on the back, which is pretty standard for that part of the world. Didn't really appear to have too much in the way of survival equipment, etc. We dropped them a survival aid pack, which contained a radio, some water and some bit of chocolate and some food to eat, and so they've got that. And now what's happening is the P3 is circling overhead in a loiter mode, and we're trying to effect a rendezvous with a local patrol boat vessel, and that is due to take place at around about 9 p.m. New Zealand time tonight.
Now, I understand this is the second type of operation that you've had to launch in terms of searching for lost fishermen in just a short space of time.
Well, it's probably been a couple of months since we've been up to Mataroa Group. It's a long way away. It's north of the equator. And so the New Zealand, along with Australia and the United States, have huge responsibilities for the search and rescue regions in the region. Yeah, probably been about 3 months since we've been there. And all up this year, we've conducted around about 19 searches. So it's increasing. We do have, you know, that requirement. We are the option of last resort. And so when the call comes through from the Rescue Coordination Centre, We weigh up all the priorities and the factors and things, but typically, you know, we will launch an aircraft to go and help.
I have no idea of how much an operation like this would cost, and as you say, you mean you are often in the area anyway, but this is surely a costly operation?
It does cost money. We do assign flying hours per year to this commitment. It's one of those legal obligations we do have as a major player and a good neighbour, so it's absorbed within the general baseline flying operations for defence.
I've already seen one tweet remarking that the cost of this operation perhaps could have been spent providing emergency beacons for every single one of the boats that are in Betio Island where these men left from. Is that a fair comparison?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to be drawn into those sort of analysis. You know, I'm not really too sure on that. I do know that the Maritime New Zealand have been running a really important education campaign just recently here in New Zealand to try and just reinforce the importance to general boaties, you know, here in New Zealand, but also for the Pacific Island neighbours, just the importance of taking radios and having a plan and letting people know where you're going, when you're going to be back. So, I mean, those things are just fundamental, aren't they, for anybody.